USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FAA calls it a short-lived system-wide outage that struck major airlines this morning. Flights were stuck on the ground at airports nationwide. But at last check, the FAA said service was back and claims delays should be minimal. The FAA says a third-party vendor may have been to blame for the outage. Still threatening to close the southern border, President Trump's calling on Congress to address what he calls a crisis there, tweeting this morning, quote, Democrats working with Republicans could fix the asylum and other loopholes quickly. His acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, says with Democrats unwilling to be part of the solution, the president may have to close the border.
Faced with those limitations, the president will do everything he can. If closing the ports of entry mean that, that's exactly what he intends to do.
This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A report from Ethiopian Airlines due to be released today. They were looking into the deadly crash of a Boeing 737 MAX jetliner on March 10th, minutes after it took off, killing all 157 people on board. The report is expected to focus on software issues suspected of bringing down that plane, as well as a similar Boeing 737 that went down, killing nearly 190 people in Indonesia last October. Georgia's controversial heartbeat abortion bill is now moving to Governor Brian Kemp's desk to await his signature after the State House gave final approval to it on Friday. It bans most abortions as soon as a doctor can detect a heartbeat in an embryo. The ACLU of Georgia says the bill is unconstitutional, and it's going to challenge it. The men's March Madness Final Four is set, with Auburn and Michigan State punching the final two tickets, and they'll join Virginia and Texas Tech next weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A man is on life support suffering from injuries after being attacked at the L.A. Dodgers game. 45-year-old Rafael Reyna was beat up after an argument in the stadium parking lot. His wife was distraught.
I shouldn't have to go through this. I shouldn't have to be dealing with this. Whoever did this to him is out there having his life, and my husband's in here fighting for his.
So far, no arrests have been made. Democrat Joe Biden has always been a touchy-feely kind of guy, but he denies ever being inappropriate. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Former Nevada politician Lucy Flores, a Democrat, appeared on CNN's State of the Union to talk about her recent claims that former Vice President Joe Biden made her uncomfortable by kissing her in 2014.
I felt powerless. I felt like I couldn't move. I just didn't even know how to process it. My bigger point that I've been making is that in these power dynamic situations, and women are subjected to this in the political setting, but in work settings all the time, you just kind of process it and then you move on because you have a job to do. What do you say? There just isn't really a mechanism to deal with it.
In a statement released Sunday by the former vice president, Biden said, quote, in my many years on the campaign trail and in public life, I have offered countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort, and not once, never, did I believe I acted inappropriately. If it is suggested I did so, I will listen respectfully, but it was never my intention, unquote. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.